This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. In a few minutes, we'll be joined by former San Antonio City Manager Cheryl Scully to talk about her new book. But first, how many of us will vote in the upcoming general election is a growing concern when there is this high expected voter turnout in a pandemic. Special steps will need to be taken. We're joined by Bexar County Commissioner Justin Rodriguez from Precinct 2 to talk about what is on the agenda to try to remedy this. And Commissioner Rodriguez, welcome to The Source.
Hey, David, thanks for having me.
So what's the plan?
Well, so, you know, keep in mind the commissioner's court only has a certain amount of control over this. We have an independent elections administrator who has to enact what we're initiating. But essentially, I think what we've put forward is some steps to try and make, as you said, the voting process more accessible, more convenient. But ultimately, you know, particularly in this time of COVID-19, maximize safety for not just voters, but the election workers as well. So a couple of things we'll be talking about tomorrow at Commissioner's Court. One is particularly with respect to mail ballots. We know that there's some unsettled lawsuits out there with respect to who's eligible. But we do also know that under current state law, if you're over the age of 65, you're eligible to vote by mail, period. So one of the things we're talking about is mailing every one of those age 65 and over voters in Bexar County a mail ballot application, postage paid to return it, send them out the ballot, also postage paid to return the actual ballot. So that's one I think that is probably, if you look at all the initiatives, the lowest hanging fruit. I think we can do that. We can make sure that those that are in that vulnerable age group takes advantage of the vote by mail. And then there's, you know, some other initiatives that maybe might be a little aspirational, but I think if there's any time, ever a time to be aspirational, it's now, right? We've got probably the biggest election coming up in our lifetime. We know we're going to have a high turnout. Typically in these presidential years, we've got upwards of 50-55% voter turnout. I think, frankly, it's going to be north of 60%. So there's a couple things we're doing. One is talking about establishing what we're calling mega centers, mega sites. So voting centers where, as an example, you could go to the AT&T Center, a space that we could maximize for social distancing. So we're looking at potentially four mega centers in each of the four quadrants or precincts. So that's something we'll be discussing as well. And then I think there's some things, too, that we want to look at. One of the initiatives we have in there is potentially having a 24-hour voting site, maybe not throughout early vote, but at least maybe one per week of the 2 weeks of early voting. And I thought of this really because of our frontline workers. You know, we've got folks who are public health professionals, public safety professionals, first responders who work odd hours. Why not maximize the hours that these polling locations are open? And so we're also looking at maybe 24-hour sites as well. So a couple of different things. You know, happy to talk about some of the other things. I think there's about a dozen or so, but you know, a drive-through option is another alternative we want to look at. You know, having people wait in their cars, using the curbside voting machines. I know there's some safety issues there we need to work out. But all of these things, in my mind, are, again, in a what's going to be a high turnout election, we need to make sure we are doing everything we can to give voters access, convenience, and ultimately safety when they go cast their ballot in November.
Now, you're too modest because under Texas law, county commissioners do have the legal authority to designate early voting locations, and they have the authority to order the election administrator to add locations and where to add them. So I know you want to talk about how great a great job Jackie Callahan's doing, but also the county commissioners have a lot of authority here.
Yeah, and David, I think, you know, in our case, and I think in counties that have established elections administrators, the idea is you want to depoliticize this process. Look, there's nothing partisan about giving voters access, convenience, and safety, in my mind. But the elections administrator is there to carry out those functions. She reports to an elections board, which is made up of County Judge Nelson Wolf, the respective party chairs, and I think the county clerk and maybe the sheriff. And so there's an extra layer of protection just because I think it's important that our constituents understand this is fully transparent. But again, it's not a Democrat or Republican ideal to make sure that folks have options and it's convenient and safe. And so, we're going to work through that process. But ultimately, yes, sir, you're right. I mean, we can establish these voting centers for early vote. It's also important to keep in mind that, the one thing I guess we can point to that the governor's done in a positive respect over the last few weeks is he added about 6 extra days to the early voting process. So now voters have through, I think it's October 13th through the 30th to cast their ballots early. All of this, we want to avoid those long lines on November 3rd. We want folks to take advantage of early voting. And again, I think, if we could maximize the mail-in ballots. Again, we know that under state law, those over 65 are eligible. We want to push that and we want to make it convenient. And that's why we're proposing that the county pay for those, both the printing and the postage.
Are we going to have fewer early voting locations than we had in 2018?
No. And that's the other thing that I think we need to kind of put our foot down on. Look, what we saw even in July, right? We had a July runoff in Bexar County, as everybody knows. Typically, in that scenario, you have a 3 or 4% voter turnout. Well, we had a 10% voter turnout. I know that's not overly impressive, but I think it's kind of signifies that people are engaged. And I think if we don't learn from that, we need to make sure we prepare.
So you're going to be adding more locations than the proposed list that's out there now?
That is my hope. Look, I'm only one person on the commissioner's court, but I don't want to have fewer sites. What I'm talking about learning from this July election, if you recall, on election day, we actually had to close a couple of sites because we had election judges who, by the way, do great work. But their average age is 70.
And well, you so closed 12. 12 locations were closed.
Right. And that was something that the elections administrator said these judges were fearful or they didn't feel well because of COVID. Right. So I think we need to learn from that and make sure we have an abundance of opportunities for folks to vote. And so that's why I'm pushing for, even if we establish these mega voting sites, we still have enough in the community. I think it's somewhere around 280 that we've had in the past, and we need to keep that. And of course, folks know now with the vote centers, they can go anywhere on election day and cast their ballot. They're not tethered to their neighborhood, church, or school. They can go anywhere in the county on election day.
So you need to have election workers. That is critical. And looking at what happened in July and the pandemic has not gone away. We still are very reliant on volunteers or people who are near volunteers. They get paid so little. How are you going to offset that?
Well, so one of the things, if there's a silver lining at all, is that we received some stimulus dollars from the federal government under the CARES Act. We're earmarking millions of dollars towards elections for that very reason. And whether it's election judges, support staff, we've committed to paying those folks at least $15 an hour. So, yes, you're right. If you have listeners that are interested, I would encourage them to contact the elections office. We want to make sure we have enough workers and that we have, look, a plan B, C, and D if necessary, if something happens. With COVID-19, everybody's being very cautious and careful, but it also, things change by the day, almost by the minute. So we've got to be prepared and have enough staff and personnel to man these election sites on election day and early vote.
And commissioners are meeting tomorrow and we'll vote on these things tomorrow?
We'll vote on at least, we've got to at least meet an August 17th deadline to call the election. Some of the sites establishing those probably can wait a couple weeks, but we'll be discussing at least tomorrow.
All right. Justin Rodriguez, Bexar County Precinct 2 Commissioner, thank you so much for giving us an update on where we are in having a safe general election. Early voting begins on October 13th. And if you're 65 and older, look for a mail-in ballot to come to your come to you. And that's one of the proposals. We're going to be right back. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.